Yeah, we're on Chafei Amid Aleph, first white line. Itmar Reach Ra Sheish Lo Iker Reach Ra that comes from Tzoa, excrement that's sitting right there. Rav Huna Mar Marchik Arba Amas. You have to go Arba Amas from the Tzoa. Korah Kriyashma, Nari Kriyashma. Even though you still smell the Reach of the Tzoa. Rav Chizda said Marchik Arba Amas Malkam Shepasach Reach. No, the 4 Amas you go is 4 Amas away from where the smell stops. And then you read Kriyashma. Tanya de Kavasid Rav Chizda. We have a brisa that says like Rav Chizda, lo yikrav them kriyashma lo keneged tzoa sudden lo keneged tzoa klovim. Not parallel to tzoa of a human, not parallel to tzoa klovim. Not keneged tzoa chazirim. We did this. Lo keneged tzoa derganan. Not next to the. I'm going to run through this. We did this. Lo keneged tzoa ashpa sherechera. V'imayam makom kvasar tvachim. If the place was ten tvachim high, o namachasar tvachim yoshev b'tzido v'kor kriyashma. So next one say kriyashma. Im lav marchik mala enav. Distance yourself where you can't see it anymore. V'chein letfila and so too for tefila. Reach rashi shlikar marchik ramas makom are. The halach is not like these cases. When you put the skins in it in order to work them, it gives off a stronger reach. Okay, this is where we got to. Okay, the Bnei Shiva asked Rav Sheshes, reach rasha in lo ikar, it has no smell, meaning it comes through a wind breaking. Mahu, it has a smell, but it has no source. It's not there. There's no mamashes. Mahu, what can you learn while it smells? Amr lo rasheshes, atu chazu hani tzifi de beirave. Come and look at these mats that were put in the base midrash for the Talmidim to sit on. Tahani ganu vahani grise. That at the same time, while these are dozing off, these are learning. Meaning that some of the Talmidim are sleeping on it, the other chelik of the Talmidim are learning on it. And meaning even though, and we know during sleep, the Gemara is assuming everyone breaks wind. But you see, still learning goes on at that time. Hani mili, when is that true? Only by divrei Torah. But kriyashma, they did not allow it while there still was a smell. V'divrei Torah nami lamran. We didn't allow it by Torah, aval d'chavrei, when it was your friend who did it, right? Aval d'idei, but if it was you who dealt it, lo. Then it's not going to be, you got to wait till it stops. Itmar tzoa overis. That alone is worth coming in, right? Itmar tzoa overis, so a smell that, tzoa that is passing, meaning someone's holding a pot that has the excrement in it, and he's walking by, he's moving. Abaya mar mutulikor kriyashma. Even when the hotzah is passing. Rabba Amar Asalikor Kriyashma when the tzoah is moving by you. Amar Abai Mana Minula, how do I know this, that there's a chilik between tzoah that's passing to tzoah that's standing in its place? Titan, Hatame Ha Omit Tachadilan. Let's say someone who's a mitzora, a leper, and they're standing underneath the tree. They're omit. Vahatar over, and a guy whose tower is passing under the tree, we know they're tame. Why? Because the tumah is stationary. But Tahor Omet Tachasilam, but if the Tahor is standing under the tree and the guy holding the Tum and the Tumah, the guy with Tumah passes under the tree, the other guy's going to be Tahor, right? This gets into a very complicated, one of the most complicated sugyas in Shas, which is the sugya of Ohel Zarek, of a moving Ohel. Comes up by the airplanes over cemeteries and moving Tumah. Very difficult subject. V'im Amatame, V'chein Be'evin Hamanuga. So to a Evin that was taken from a stone, a stone taken from a house that had Saras. The same dinim apply to it, whether it's moving, whether it's stationary. So Rava Amar Lacham. So you see from there the concept of moving tzoa shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, but you have a stone from a house that was tamei tzaras. We know one of the things that never happened, lohaya lohiya, never happened in the Gemara. Gemara Sanhedrin said one of the things that never happened was the house that getting tzaras, right? Meaning ben sora mora and the house getting tzaras. So the Gemara says, why even mention in the Chumash, right? To be able to give more things to learn and get makabel drush makabel star. So this is begeder drush makabel star, but it also, you see, by the way, this is important to say. Why do you need these cases in the Gemara that never come up? Everyone says, I got to give me a cow falling in a rose patch. What do I need these cases? You see right here from this Gemara, the case that never came up, the Evin HaMenugas, that's used as a precedent for a case that's relevant. How many times are you davening in a park and there could be excrement that's moving or coming or going? Meaning the case that is relevant is able to learn from a precedent of a case that's not relevant. So there's no case in the Gemara that's not relevant on some level. It might not have ever happened, but it's useful for its application.
You know, like a manure truck driving by.
Yeah, manure truck driving by or whatever. Somebody in a hospital, you're davening in one of the rooms and someone's emptying out one of the bedpans. It's a shaila every day. So the shaila every day is solved by a shaila that never comes up. Rava Amar Lacha, Rava will say there's no raya from a dinei tzaras, the dinei tzoa. Why? Because hasam by tzaras bekviyas talia milsa. It's tali if the mitzora is kavua in his place or not, because it says dechtiv by mitzora. Badad yeshiv michutz lemachaneh moshavo. That he sits alone outside the machaneh moshavo. stationary. Hacha, here it says Vaya Machanecha Kadosh, your camp has to be holy, Amar Fana Valeka, and at the end of the day it's not. Amara Papa Pi Chazir Ketsoa Soveris Tami. The mouth of the Chazir is like a moving soa. Pshita, it's obvious. Lo Tzricha. Rapapa doesn't need to El Afagav the Salik Minar. Even though at that moment when the Chazir is coming out from the river itself, the Pi of the Soa is a moving Pi, because it puts his mouth the whole day for it to in Soa. Therefore it's impossible that it could wash its mouth legamre from the tzoa. You have to assume a little bit of tzoa is left in the mouth of the pig, and therefore its din is like a tzoa overis. Amrav Yehuda, suffik tzoa asura. If there's a suffik, if there's tzoa, it's going to be asur. Asur to read Kriya Shema and Davin. The suffik may reglayim mutar, and a suffik of urine, it's going to be mutter to read Kriya Shema and Davin. Ikud Amrav Yehuda, suffik tzoa babayis, it's going to be mutter to read Kriya Shema and Davin. But ashpa, it's going to be asur. Why suffik in the house? You know why? Because it's more of a chazakah. There's not going to be dung just lying out in the house. It's not the derech for people to leave dung in the house, Rashi points out. People probably didn't go to the bathroom in the house. Used to probably go to the bathroom out. I wonder if the chazakah changes nowadays. Maybe it doesn't change nowadays because our bathrooms, as we said, are far superior and it covers the excrement. It's a different cheder. So maybe it's better, even though it's in the house. Afilu ba'ashva nami mutar. Savor lo ki Rav Nuna, Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Nuna. Dam Rav Nuna lo asra Torah ela keneged amun bivad. The Torah only asks you to say divrei kedusha keneged meraglayim when it's keneged the amud bivad. When it's parallel to the amud hayotze. Ukid Rav Yosef. Gemara is going to explain it. Ukid Rav Yonasan. Rav Yonasan says, he points at a steer from Sukkim. It says ve'yat yelacha mechutz lamachane ve'yotza shamachutz. And it doesn't say you need to cover the tzoa. Uksiv, and then it says v'yased tielacha ukesisa tzeisecha. It should be a peg for you. Ukesisa es tzeisecha, meaning you should cover. Sort of, it's a play in words. You should cover the tzoa there. So the Torah says uksiv v'yated. Fine. V'haketzad. How do you solve the steer between the psukim? Khan, here where it says to cover the tzoa is talking about bigdolim, right? Talking about by the tzoa itself. But khan, where you don't need to cover is by biktanim. Is talking about by urine. Alma, so you see from Rabbi Yonasan, the Ketanim, lo asra Torah. The Torah didn't forbid you from saying davar shebe kedusha ela keneged amud, except by an amud of meraglayim bilvad alone. Ha nafala arashari, but after you touch the meraglayim, after the meraglayim lands in the ground, there's no isra to say next to a darim shebe kedusha, and therefore after it lands in the ground, you don't need to cover it up. And it was just a gzera derabanan after it gets to the ground that you don't say next to it dvarim, you don't say next to it dvarim shebe kedusha, you need to cover it. V'chi gazrabanan v'vadan. The rabbis only made their gzera in a case of vadai by a suffik lo guzer. The rabbis never made a gzera by a case of suffik. Meraglayim, whether there's urine there or not.
What about in Teres? We say emachnis meraglayim and they are covered. So that's why not? If it's already, once it's out and it's done already, it shouldn't be a problem.
Because the Gemara in Zvachim says the Teres is part of the process. So it's telling you part of the interrupting with urine is part of the process. That's the problem. The problem over there was not so much the appearance of meraglayim. The problem was the transporting in the middle of the avoda. That's the issue over there. That's the basic shot in the parak, the third parak of Zvachim, of bringing moving machnisim meraglayim in the middle of the alkitoris is going on. It was a process problem. Yeah. It was part of the problem was part of the process. Uba vadon vaday meraglayim ad kama. How much you have to distance yourself from it? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul kolz man shemat pichin. Anytime if you touch it, it's moist. V'chein Amar Rabbi Chan Amar Yochanan kolz man shemat pichin. So long as it's moist. Achein Amar Ula kolz man shemat pichin. And Geniva says Mishmei deravamar kolz man shereshuma nicker. Anytime you see the impact of the urine on the ground, it's recognizable. Even if you touch it, it's not moist anymore. It's more strict. Amar Rabbi Yosef Sharile Mare leGeniva. That what's it called? Geniva should be mochel on these words that he said them in the name of Rav, because Rav never could have said them. Because hashta b'tzoa, now by tzoa, which we know is more chamer than urine, since min haTorah, it's also to say tzoa neged davar kedusha neged tzoa. Amri b'Rav kevan shekarmu panea, since the face of it dries up, even though it might be moist on the outside, it's mutter to say. Meaning by tzoa, there's an element that if it dries up, you're allowed to say Dvarim Shebekedusha next to the Tzoa. Meiraglayim, urine, which is even more lenient, since Min haTorah, it's Aser, it's only Aser to say it parallel to when the stream is happening, not when it's there. Miboy, do you need to tell me that we're lenient by a suffix of whether it's not wet or not? So Armalei Abayit Rav Yosef, my chazis is Samchuha. Why'd you be somach on this din that you said in the name of Rav? Samchuha. Say the following: Da'amar Rav, Hunam Rav, Tzoa Afilu Kecheres. Even if it dries as hard as a cheres, That's going to be usur to say Dvarim Shebe Kedusha next to it. And therefore, even Meiraglayim, even if you touch it and it's not moist, you still have to distance yourself from it anytime Rishumo Nikr. So it's a different stage. Rishumo Nikr is totally different, a different element. Behechi Dami, what's the Shir of Tzoa Kecheres? Amar Rabba Racharim Yochanan calls Mancha Zorka Ve'eno Nifrechas. Anytime you throw it and it doesn't crumble anymore. Meaning, anytime it doesn't scatter. It's not din is like a cheres. And therefore, it's meaning when it's still the earlier stages of the Tzoa coming out. When the Tzoa is fresher, it doesn't break up like that. But once it breaks up when you throw it, it's gonna be mutter. Ve'ikad Amri calls Mancha Golem Ve'eno Nifrechas. Or some say anytime you rub it, like with your fingers a little bit, see if it, roll it up to see if it crumbles, that's the test. Alright, we'll try it. Amar Avina, Hava Ka'imna Kameda Rav Yehuda Midifti. I stood before Rav Yehuda Midifti and Bechazer Tzoa, and I saw, and Rav Yehuda Tzoa, Amar Li Ayin E Karma Pana, go check, he told me. That's covered a rub. Go check to see if it's dried up or not. E lo or not. Ika da amri hachi amri. This is where Yudas Dravina. I and E mipla pluya. Go check if there's cracks when it dries up. My havi Allah. What's the din style? Still, at the end of the day, what's the din by urine? When is it usher to be so to say damak from a kedusha next to it? It martsoa where it dries up kecheres. A meimar said it's usher to say next to dvarim shuv kedusha. He was machmer. Marzutras what cheres like an earthenware pot, like an earthenware pot. Marzutra says muteris. It's muter to say next to Arm Shugidusha. Amarava, the Hilchasa is, Soa Kecheris is Aser, still, because it's still there and it's a lack of covet. Umei Raglayim calls man shemat pichet. Anytime that you touch it, it's wet, it's aser to say Dvarim Shubi Kedusha next to it. Meisevei, Mei Raglayim calls man shemat pichet aser. Nivlo, if it got swallowed into the ground, oh Yavshu, or dried up, it's going to be mutter. My love, we're not talking about Nivlo that it's swallowed into the ground, that we're talking about Dumya Divashu, similar to drying. My Yavshu, the Ein Rishumo Nikr, you can't really tell that it's on the ground anymore once it dries up. Af Nivlod, it's unclear whether that means because it's now camouflaged into the ground, or because it now looks like ground, or because it no longer makes any impact when you move it along the ground. Af Nivlo de Ein Rishuma Nikr. So too by urine, when it's Nivlo, its Rishum is no longer Nikr in the ground. Ha Rishuma Nikr, it's going to be Aser. Af Agavdim Vil, even though it's not moist. So two categories. Litamech, according to you, that's Masher from the Brisa that calls man that's Rishuma Nikr, it's Aser. Eim Aration. Now look at the beginning of the Brisa, where it says, Kol Zman Shemat Pichin Hu the Aser. It's Masher that the moisture is the only test, the litmus test you do. Ha, Rishumo Nikr, but if it's dry, but you still see its imprint on the ground, it sounds like it's shari, it's mutter. Elamaha leka lamashmenef. In this brisa, it's impossible to bring a rai because you could interpret it in one of two ways. Because it could be the brisa is going based on what the Reish is saying, based on what the Seif is saying. V'litaymeich, according to you, that mashma is the brisa is saying that kolzman yishum nikas miaser. Eima reisha kolzman shemad bichin. Did you read that? Yeah. Read already. Lamek tonight. Let's say it's a machlokus tonight. Kli shenishtapchu min raglaim. A kli that may raglaim spills from it. Also likras kriyash makenegdo. Umei raglaim atzman shemitchu. And may raglaim itself that poured out from the kli. Nivlu. If it gets swallowed into the ground, it's mutatari kriyash ma next to it. Lo nivlu, it's going to be usr. Rabbi Yossi says, kolz man shemat bichin anytime that it's moist, it's also to recreate Shema by it. My Nivlu, what does Nivlu mean? My lo Nivlu, what's not Nivlu? The Ka'amar Tanakama, Ilema Nivlu, that means the Eimat Fichan, that it's not moist, it cannot be imbibed by the ground anymore. So, and the low nivlu is the matpichin, means that it's wet, and therefore it's aser. So, at Rav Yossi lameimar, Rav Yossi is coming to say, kol zman shematpichin hu da aser. Ha, that implies, if it's not moist, rishuma nikr, it's going to be shari. These categories are now clashing. Hainu tanakama, it's the same thing as the tanakama. What's now the difference? What's Rav Yossi adding? Ela nivlo means, when it swallows into the ground, mean its rishumo is no longer nikr, and therefore it's mutter. You see, nivlo, if it swallows into the ground, how does something get swallowed into the ground if it's still wet? So the categories are getting confused here. Swallowed into the ground is better because it means it's mamished in the ground, it's not pooling on the top. But on the other hand, it also means it's more wet. So that's the machlokes Tanakama and Rav Yossi. Tanakama is looking at the act of moisture. Is it wet or not? I don't care if it's in the ground, above the ground. For Rav Yossi, he's looking at, can I see it above the, is it been swallowed by the ground, or do I see it? Well, it's really about the visual.
But depending how porous the ground is.
The ground also roll, and that'll be making more kulag. Exactly. You'll be affected by the ground. Okay, so lo nivlu rishuma nikr. Atar v'smeimer kol zman shemat pichin. Sorry, it's Rav Yossi who's bothered by the moisture. Ha rishuma nikr shari. Therefore, if you can still see it in the ground, it's going to be mutter because it's not moist enough to get through the ground. So the Gemara says no. Tanakam and Rav Yossi are not arguing here. Kuli alma, everyone agrees. Kol zman shemat pichin hu da'aser. Ha rishuma nikr shari. And if you could see it on the ground, it's going to be mutter to read by it. because it means it's not wet enough to be able to permeate the ground. Or as you pointed out, it means the ground is not permeable. The difference between them, what's the machlokas Tanna Kamar Yossi? Is tofeach al menas v'tafeach. Means if you touch it, and then you touch yourself, or touch something else, is it wet enough to moisten something else you touch? That's tafeach al menas l'tafeach. Okay? Yared litvol, if you go down to the mikvah, yared litvol, im yachol alas. If you can get up before Netzachama, if you can get up before Netzachama, get up and read. Lema tana stam. Let us say Rabbi is the stam Mishnah, and he taught it like Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Zman, that he taught ad Netzachama. The Zman for Kriyashma goes until Netzachama. V'im lo yiskasa mayim yikra. We said, the Gemara said, what does it help? You cover yourself in water, right? If you don't, you can't do anything else. What you do is you're in the mikvah, and you're going to miss the Zman Kriyashma, so use the mikvah as a way to cover yourself in water. So how does it help? Your erva's right there in the water. Libo roes erva. Your heart sees your nakedness. Am Rabbi Lazar, Itaim, as some say, Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Amishum, Rabbeinu, in the name of Rav, but Mayim Achurim Shana. Our Mishnah is talking about where the water is found mixed with dirt. And therefore, it's become all dirty, and therefore, it's not libo roes erva. The damu ka'aris michta, because by that, it's like his body's in the ground. Shelo yira libo es erva. So therefore, it's like his libo is not seeing his erva. But mayim tana rabbanim. We went to the bryce.
The bodas meant the libo.
Meaning your the upper half of your body, your heart, the seat of your emotions. You know, like where you feel, where you think you feel. Tana rabbanan, b'mayim salulim, but in clear water, yesh behem ad savaro v'kora. The yesharim, and some say, ochrin baraglo. What you do is, you know how you make the water dirty? It's not you make the water dirty. You're able to make it dirty by mixing your legs around. You're getting stuff to come up from the ground. Or either the movement of the water now creates a situation where you can't tell what's going on. Tanakama v'libu avare libo roserva. But wait a second. The Tanakama said, how do you say that sitting in there reading libo roserva? So Kasarva, the Tanakama is holding libo roserva mutter. Meaning, according to Tanakama, who allows you to do it mayim salulim, the reason it's mutter is because he holds there's no problem of libo roserva. What? Because they're so dirty, right? Why they keep them so dirty? Very good. All right. So he say vahare akevo. Wait, but the heel of your leg roserva. Meaning, yeah, while you might not be able to see it, there's now no division between your waist, lower half of your body, and your upper half of your body. So itmer akeva roes erva mutter. Who says that's also? That's mutter. Your heel can't see your erva? It's mutter. So, no. What if your heel is touching your erva? What about that? Let's say you're sitting, I don't know, you're meditating position, naked, I don't know what. Abaya amar aser. It's aser to read kriyashma. Rava says it's mutter. Rav Zvid masni lo hashmaisi. Learns the machlokas abaya rava, like we said. Rav Chinana braid ravika masni lo hachi. Learns the machlokas abaya rava that what? Ikvo, if he touches nogeya by the erva, divrei kol is going to be aser to read kriyashma. But if his heel roet, just as there's no division between his heel and his erva, abaya says also aser to read kriyashma. Rava says mutter. Why? Because lo lit netor lamalachay asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels, right, who have no erva. It was given to human beings who have erva, and there's going to be times, there's not, back then, not everybody had underwear, there's going to be times they're sitting on the ground, whatever, in their robe, whenever it is, and part of them is going to touch, part of them, the heel is going to touch their erva. Okay, Amarava, Tsoa Ba'ashishis, right, let's say you have Tsoa, which is sitting in glass, Mutil across Kriyashma Kenegda, you can read Kriyashma next to it. Erva, which is covered by Ashishis, also likros Kriyashma Kenegda. By the way, Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about this Gemara when talking about Mechitzas. Is Mechitza a din in being able to see, or is Mechitza a din in separation? Is it Havdalah, or is it seeing? It's a whole big discussion. Which one is it? The Nafkamina would be, is simply a straight glass where everyone could see through back and forth. That would be the Nafkamina. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, while the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer, Shul, trying to create a holy environment, should create a real solid Mechitza. Technically speaking, the Mechitza is about Havdalah. It's about separation. It's not about, oh, I see the person over there, I don't see the person over there. Okay.
The biggest shul in the world have mechitza. The women are upstairs and they look down.
Right. There's a discussion how it was by the Simchas Beis Shoeva and the Mishnah. You see the Mishnah at the end of Sukkah. They talk about the Tamid. Also, Maseches Tamid talk about that it was set up like that type of thing, up and down. Well, that's different. That you're already in a whole. It could be a whole different reshus when they're up already in left field. That's different. That's different than when it's on the same level.
Some say the kiddush was on to be glasses off.
Oh, see directly because maybe glasses. Very good. So it's so abash muta likar krishma kinei, so a kisoy talmid, so is dependent on covering, because the iser to read next to tsoa is from machasisa es seisecha. You see the ikar of the tsoa that is that needs to be covered. That's why ha'amikasi, and therefore when it's covered by glass, it's covered. It wasn't about the sing; it was about the covered. It's covered. But erva ba'ashishis was covered by sisi. That's asur to krosh krishma. Why? Because lo yirebucha erva's davar. That's talay on re'ia. And Amar Rachman of Ahakom is Chazia. And you see. And therefore you see. Amar Abayit. Tsoa kolshu mevatla barok. Tsoa, you can mevatla it by spitting in it. Amar Rava ubarok ava. That's only true by thick spit. If you spit into the excrement, you can mevatla it with other stuff. Amar Rava tsoa baguma tsoa, which is sitting in a pit. Maniach sandalo. Put your sandal on top of the boar and then read Kriyashma. Boy, marba dravina. Tsoa devuka besandalo. If you have tsoa stuck to the sandal. My, what's the din? Is it considered like a sandal? Like a can a sandal be considered like a kisoy and say Dvarim Kedusha or not, or teku? Maybe since the tsoa is on the sandal, it becomes bottled to one another, and therefore it no longer works as a cover. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Ove, Kochavim, Arum, let's say a non-Jew who's naked, also the Kro Kriyashma Kenedi. You can't read Kriyashma next to him. My area, why did Rabbi Yehuda say we're talking about Ove, Kochavim, naked, Afilu, next to a Yisrael, Nami, also the Kro. So Yisrael Pshitalei, by Yisrael Arum, it's Pashad, the Asr, to read Kriyashma. Ela Ove, Kochavim, it's Rechlei. Rabbi Yehuda needs to say it's Asr, because Mauritei, Mahoyal, Vixibu, since it says, by the Kochavim, Asher Basar, Chamorim, Besarim. That maybe like their body's like a chamor. Eima chamor ba'almo. Kamash balun de imhu nami ikreva. No, it's still considered an erva. Because it says by Noach, the erva sabiim lo ro. Right? And there weren't Jews then. Lo yiskasa lo b'mayim arayim. You shouldn't cover yourself lo mayim, and not in bad waters. Lo b'mayim mishra, not in the laundry water. Achiyati otochmayim. Until you put good clean water in there to bottle it. Kama mayim ra was how much water?
That was an erva to them. They were b'nayim.
Very good. Ooh. Meaning it was considered an erva because it was amongst them. But you see, it still had a din of an erva. Erva is a qualitative din. There's no, the Gemara is saying, based on what you're asking, there's no such thing as being an erva for a portion of society and not a portion of society. Real hardcore erva, meaning not the other stuff we said was added over the generations, the arm and the things like that. Not subjective erva. The objective erva places, maybe there's no such thing as that it's possibility for erva for one and not the other. Yes.
Yeah, but there is erva that doesn't exist for everyone because... Let's say a sister is erva for a brother, but it's not erva for everyone else.
That's erva, meaning that's not makom erva. That's iser. The iser erva only applies to one, not the other. But something being status makom erva, that's
zirma sus and zirma sum.
Zirma sum.
So only them, meaning it's theirs. Whatever they have, they have. Maybe we have.
Whatever they have. Okay, we have to think about it more.
Next word, boy. If you see him naked, you're not allowed to say shema.
Because it's an erva. It's considered like an erva.
But why do you bring up with a Jew, what's the difference?
You might think, to the Gemara says, since they're compared to chamor, their body is compared to, like chamorim, you might, like a donkey, you might think that it's nothing to you, like looking at an animal. Yeah, keep that one private. Lo yiskasa l'mayim raim loim mea mishra, achitocha mayim. V'kama maya rame azil, how much water need to add to be able to vato the water? So the main merchats, so how much? So the Gemara says, Al-Hachkem, lo yiskasa lob mayim raim loim mishra klal. You shouldn't cover not in bad waters, not mishra at all. Umei reglayim, you shouldn't be krishma, achitel tocha mayim vayikra. So Tanur Rabbanan, kama yatel tocha, how much you have to put in? But to the mayor glayim mayim, how much? Kol shahu, any amount. Rav Zakeh says, no, you need a revius. Amar Rav Nachman, the Machlokas Tanakh of Zakai is Levasof. When you had Meraglim coming in at the end and you want to mevatel it. But Chila, but when it was first Meraglim and afterwards, when it was first water and then afterwards you put in Meraglim, according to anyone, Kolsham, any Kolshu of Mayim is going to mevatel it. So it's like Tata Gavar. By we say Basar Bechalov and Tarovis, we have this idea of Tata Gavar. Whatever the bottom thing is the stronger, right? Tata Gavar or Ilo Gavar? What's the more powerful heat? The bottom heat or the lower heat? Same thing. Whichever one's in first is going to sort of define what this item basically is. Amnach Maksvaso Bechavim did it. Fine. Riosse Machlokis is Lechad Chila. Meaning when you put first water and then afterwards you put Meraglim. Aval Lesof Direkol Revius. Amalei Rav Yosef L'shamei to his Shamis, I see Revius Demayim. Bring me Revius Demayim so I can mevatel the Meraglim that's here. Karav Zakai, like the Shita who says that even before Meraglim you need a Revius Demayim. Tana Rabbanan, Graf Shel Re'i, a kli which is Meyuchad for Tzoa, a toilet bowl. Ba'avid Shel Meraglim, and a bowl that's used for urine, a bedpan. Also the Kriyash Makan Egdan. Af Bisha Amen Kli, even though there's nothing in it. Since they're Meyuchad and set aside for that, you can't use it. Umeiraglin atzlach tochem ha'mayim, please put mayim inside of it. Kamei tochem ha'mayim kol shuv zakeh revius. You need revius. Ben lifnei mita, whether it's sitting in front of the bed. Ben lacher mita, whether it's behind the bed. Rab Shimon Gamliel says lacher mita, the meiraglin is found behind your bed. and the mita is going to interrupt it, you can read Kriya Shema immediately without putting mine. Lifnei hamita, before the bed, eino kor, you don't read the Kriya Shema. Ava marka ku arba amas, but you distance yourself 4 amas from the Meir Glein, and you read the Kriya Shema. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, afilu bayis mea ama lo yikra, even at a house that's as big as mea ama, you shouldn't read Kriya Shema in all the house. Acha yotzim, until you come out, until you take it outside the house, o shianichum taksamit, until you put it underneath the bed. Iboilu, who's bnei yeshiva, asked hachi kamar, what did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean when he said, avo marcha ku arba amos? Did he mean Meir Glein, which is found achar mita, kora miyad, without distancing yourself 4 amos, because the bed itself is a mechitza? Lifnei amita, and if the Meir Glein is found in front of the bed, marcha arba amos v'kora? Or did he mean hachi kamar? This is what he meant. If the Meir Glein is found la'achar mita, behind the bed, marchik arba amas akora. Lifnei amita eino kora. You don't read it all. Tashma, Netanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, we're going to bring a proof. Tashma is always bringing a proof. Tashma Elazar says, if the Meir Glein is found after the mita, kora mita, the mita read immediately. Lifnei amita, in front of the bed, marchik arba amas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, afilu bayis me'ama. Even the house is me'ama big. Lo yikra achiyotzi, until you take a mechutz the bayis, o yishenicham tachs mita, until you put it under the bed. There's some dinim where we say the whole house is considered like one dalit amas. We have that some have a kula by netil sedayim. We have that in some places in Shas, that the idea is the whole house might be considered dalit amas. What? If we assume to apply that din over there. Right, you're getting into kimchi. We'll get to the gemaras of kimchi. She would never let the walls of her house see, but that we assume that's just a chumrah. Okay, baya ifshetalan. Moshe Paskins is fine. Baya ifshetalan. The question that we ask, what's the dasar of Shigam Leal? Masnisa Kashinale. The brises, they sosar themselves with the names of the Tanayim. The first brise that we learned, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's machalik between Lifnei Amita and Achar Mita. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Asr always. The second brise says, the Rabbi Shimon Elazar's machalik between before Mita and after Mita. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Asr always. They switched around the names. Epoch Basraisa. Switch the second one. My chaz the apach basraisa. Why'd you switch the second one? Epoch kamaisa. Switch the shita's time in the first brisa. How do you know to switch one and not the other? So man shmaisle, because the Gemara says, who's the Tana the Taras? Damar kule bayis ka arba amas tami. Here it is. The whole house is like arba amas. Considered like one house. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And therefore, the first brisa is right. It's spot on. It's perfect. Am Rav Yosef, boy, mine Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna, one of these avit shal Meir Glein next to the mita. Pachos mishlosha, within 3 tfachim from the ground. Pshitali, of course, it's like lavud. Lavud is like anything within 3 tfachim is connected to the ground. That's what we have by sukkah. We use lavud left and right. Even though we have gaps in our schach, we use lavud to connect one thing to the other. Shlosha, arba, chamisha, shiva, shmona, tisha, tfachim, all that from the ground, where you no longer have the din of lavud. Mahu, what's the din? Amr le, Rav Huna, Rav Yosef, lo yadana. I don't know what the din is. Amr Rav Yosef, Yosef says, ima mita gavoa, if the bed is gavoa, higher than, if the bed is, where's the Rashi? I'm using Rashi for this. If the bed is going to be high, 10 tefachim high from the ground, vade loma bayli. There's no suffix in this, then it's usur to read. Amar abayi, shapir avadata, the lo is bailan. You did well that you weren't mesupik. What's the din by gavo asara? Why? Because kol asara, rishus achrisu. We have a rule in general. Anytime you have 10, you have a whole different rishus. And therefore, whatever's below it isn't like it's there hidden. It's like it's in a totally separate place, like a totally different rishus. Amar abayi, hilchasa, and therefore that's the halacha. A mita that's higher from the ground, paksa shlosh, 3 tvachim is like lovin. Asara is like a reshusa achrisahi. So mishlosha asara from 3 to 10, hainu deboi min Rav Yosef Rav Huna. That's Rav Yosef asking Rav Huna. Low pashan, they never gave an answer. Amar Rav Halach Rav Shem Elazar, v'chein amar ba'eli amar Yaakov bar Bedras, the granddaughter, the grandson of the daughter of Shmuel. Halacha Rav Shem Elazar, v'rav amar ain halacha is like Rav Shem Elazar. But we'll finish up right here. Rav Achai Isaikl Debrai. He made a shidduch for his son, Bei Rav Yitzchak, with the daughter of Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa. Aile l'chupa. They brought him to the chupa. V'lo havia mistaye milsa. And when they wanted to have the bila shel mitzvah, they weren't able to. Azil basrei liune. Rav Achai went afterwards to check the reason. Why didn't it work? Chaz a sefer Torah demai. He saw there was a sefer Torah that was in the same room where he wanted to have the bia shel mitzvah. Amr lahu Rav Achai said, Iko hashtav lase sakin to levri. If I wouldn't have checked this, my son could have came to damage. Why? The tanya zunta deraisa. A house that has a sefer Torah, it's tefillin, it's aser l'shamish. You can't have bia ad sheyotzim until you take them out of the room. Or you leave them shenichem el kli betoch kli. There were many say it's inappropriate if you leave svarim by the bed or whatever it is. You have to cover kli betoch kli. Amar Abai loshan el dekli she'eno klian. Where you put it in a kli which we're not regal to put things in it. But if they're in the kli which is the kli for it itself, meaning the talis bag doesn't count. Afilu aser mani kechav mani. Even 10 things, it's not going to count. It has to be something which was not miyuchad as a cover that you're using a cover. Amar Rava, glima akamtra, a beged, which you spread over a chest, which has svarim, is like a kli betoch kli, and therefore it's going to be mutter to use that room for tashmish amita. Okay, let's stop there for today.